Thank you and good morning. A Humboldt County man who recently returned from a trip overseas was admitted to the hospital with a case of measles in the past week. The man was met by his family in San Francisco after returning to the United States, and they drove back to Humboldt County. The next day, the man, who will remain anonymous, went to the hospital and the disease was discovered. Measles is a highly contagious disease that can be spread by coughing, sneezing, or touching. Public health nurse Eric Gordon said that the case reinforces the importance of vaccines. The man in this case was unvaccinated. Measles is normally prevented by the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination, and more than 90% of all cases reported in the United States originate from overseas locations. Arcata police, with assistance from the county SWAT team and HSU police, served a search warrant at a residence in the 700 block of Patrick Court on Tuesday morning. Officers found 2 pounds of processed bud, evidence of a butane hash lab, more than 1,000 Xanax pills, valued at more than $7,000 on the street, a rifle, and a shotgun. The warrant was part of a lengthy investigation by Arcata police, and no one was at the residence at the time of the search. They don't come to the region for the marijuana, and they don't sell marijuana as a means to support themselves while they are here. Those are some of the conclusions that are contained in a paper from the Humboldt State Interdisciplinary Institute of Marijuana Research. We found that students report that it is more difficult to find a job in marijuana production than a job in other industries, said one of the study's co-authors, Eric Eschker. Students report less yearly earnings, fewer working hours, and fewer working months in a marijuana-related job. More than 500 students responded to the survey, and only 12 said they owned or operated a marijuana cultivation site, while the vast majority of students who did find work in the industry did so as trimmers. The Eureka Police Department will welcome 4 new employees at a swearing-in ceremony today at police headquarters in Eureka. 2 new officers, Dustin Nance and Abraham Jansen, will be sworn in, and they will be joined by dispatcher Julie Trepanier and record specialist Andrea Schutt. The ceremony begins at 2 o'clock. 2 dead dogs are in the news. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A case of animal cruelty on Route 36, and Humboldt County authorities are investigating. Tipped off by a Caltrans worker, Humboldt sheriff deputies found 2 pit bull dogs hanging from a tree, dead. They'd been shot in the head. Nearby, someone had put a spray-painted sign, "All stray dogs must die." The dogs were located near the mile 38 marker in Dinsmore. The closest resident was a half mile away. Investigators are trying to determine who shot the dogs and why.
Supporters of the Eureka Fair Wage Act are pushing voters to approve a November ballot initiative that would raise the minimum wage for employees in the city to $12 an hour. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce issued a statement on Monday announcing its opposition to the initiative, claiming that it would create an unbalanced playing field for Eureka businesses and would result in jobs leaving the city for other areas in the county. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the June 3rd primary, we have turned the focus to the candidates running for the district attorney's office and the 4 candidates running for 2 supervisor seats. Incumbents Ryan Sandberg and Virginia Bass are both facing challengers, and today we hear from Chris Kerrigan, who is challenging Bass in the 4th district. Kerrigan sat down for an interview and answered a series of questions, one of those being, how do you work together?
There are cases and situations where you can't make a compromise or you have to take a stand. But I think what's important is that you don't let that issue carry on to other issues, that you don't let past disagreements or personalities keep you from working together. In politics, I think it's very much driven for folks to look towards the short term, the next election, for example. But I think it's really about public service is about rising above that. And it's about putting aside some of these differences to think, what can we do long term to benefit our community?
Kerrigan also pointed out that we share a lot in common.
Republicans, Democrats, even Greens and Independents, they care about a lot of the same issues. They want good economic opportunities. They want a good quality of life. They want to live in a safe neighborhood and a livable, walkable neighborhood, for example. So we might have different ways we think we can get about that, but I think there's a lot more common ground than we realize.
Kerrigan is a former city council member for the city of Eureka, and you can hear his entire interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.